This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. And, well, we're looking outside in the weather window, and it looks like there's showers. But it's still race day, and we've got lots to talk about. Standing by, it's the Emerald Coast Tour. Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modified's inaugural race tonight at Flemington Speedway. Everybody's been texting them, calling them. Hey, is it still going on? I see you training. Yes, and from what I understand, not much rain at the track. Jay's got all the information shortly. You know, this show is brought to you by good folks like Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Ed Service in Mobile there at Government and Butler Streets. Also, Joe McArdle will be here with Sunny South Raceway. Results from last Saturday's race and news about next weekend show. And last weekend, there was a new driver named Cody Wood. And if you saw on my Facebook page, you can still look up the video, and I'm sure it's all over Sunny South Raceway's page too. He was involved in a multi-car accident in a Bandolero where he flipped upside down and hit the wall. And they have pictures of the car and a video of it, and it's amazing. One wild ride, but thank goodness those cars are so safe. So we'll talk about his first car ride and his first accident. Southern Vintage Racing Association, they're going to be trying to run tonight as well. Ben Kilgrease joins us. He is the official announcer. He's going to give us updates on the series, and I believe that guy, Chris Behai, is on top of the points. No surprise there. And Tim Bryant actually live in Nashville with the Super Series and the ARCA race going on today. Rescheduled this weekend's big sprint car race to Five Flags. It's the King of the Wing sprint cars. They'll be back next weekend for the doubleheader. So again, lots to cover, and we'll bring it in right now. Jay Wells joins us for the first time in a while, and it's the inaugural race, the Emerald Coast Tour of the Bay Area Modified. It's got a little bit of rain, but so far, you're talking with the track, Jay. Good morning, and it looks good.
Yeah, good morning, and appreciate you having me on again. Yeah, I've been in constant contact with Mike up there at Flemington. Mm-hmm. Just talked to him a couple seconds ago, as a matter of fact, and things look great up there. They got a little bit of rain, but that's good on a dirt track, and he's just waiting out this last little shower and then going to get back out there and finish the track off, put the finishing touches on it. And Flemington always, a nice smooth quarter mile. It's going to be exciting tonight.
Yeah, it's the Bullring, and with you guys bringing the Modifieds in there, this is special because Modifieds haven't run there in a while. They've not been a regular class, right?
Yeah, they've not been up there in a little while. Things kind of with the rule changes and everything that everybody made, it kind of dwindled the car counts down, and we brought IMCA back, and it's looking good. I'm expecting a pretty decent field of cars tonight. A lot of the old drivers have pulled out the old cars, and I talked to Justin Galbraith, and he said he was going to pull his granddad's old IMCA motor out of the back of the shop. So, but then I saw a picture that he went and picked one up, so maybe he just had it freshened up. But no matter what, that the Galbraith name is always competitive in Modifieds, so it's going to be good to see him back out on the track.
Well, let's talk about the IMCA rules and what made you decide to do this. Great story. You talk about all these guys who had these cars, but the current rule packages really didn't let them run them. Tell us what IMCA is doing for a lot of these drivers.
Well, IMCA, a 100-year-old organization, been in Modifieds since 1979. Wow. So, they know what to do to keep the field level and make it competitive and affordable. No high dollar shocks. There's a $50 claim rule on a shock. So, they don't really tell you what to run. Besides all these, Trader valves blow them up with air and new nitron or gas, all this. It's just a shock. Put a shock on a car. It keeps things kind of affordable. This again is a top level class, so it's a little more expensive than a hobby car,
sure.
But, affordable, relatively speaking, to modified racing, and it puts it back in the hands of the driver. You can't go crazy with the engines, no rollers, right. No aluminum heads, which is, just a big expense. And there's also a claim rule on the motor. Now, that won't be in effect for the first two races, But
So who's going to be the first two winners?
No. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's Jeez, everybody's coming out to get that first first trophy. So we'll see who's out there.
I'll tell you what, I saw on the Bay Area Modified's Facebook page a beautiful picture of Nathan Ingersoll's ride. The Show and Heating and Air, ABC Designs, American Standard, Bay Area Modified hits the track, it says, for the season opener. Gates open at 4, is that right?
Yeah, they'll open at 4, and we'll get the racing underway at 8.
Okay, okay.
And they just, that's the 27 car that Jerry Shane owns. Yeah. And he made some changes to the body to fit under the IMCA rules, and they just got the wrap on it yesterday.
Wow.
Right before he sent the pictures, and man, that's a good looking car. And with Nathan in it, it's probably going to be somewhere near the front.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. It's always fun to watch him pick through the field. Well, what are some of the drivers saying about the excitement level of this? Because some of these guys probably haven't driven in a while, and then other people, they've been looking for something like this for this class.
Yeah, we're, you know, again, trying to get the car counts back up, trying to get a field. You know, there's a, there's a lot of excitement when open wheel modifieds, especially at the at Flemington and on the bull ring. I mean, you get 15, 20 of those out there. That's a race, man. And then, you know, IMCA also mixes up the lineups. They, you know, tonight we'll draw because it's the first one.
Okay.
So everybody will draw, but then depending on the number of heat races, we'll invert either 6, 10, or 12 cars in the feature. We'll do that on a redraw. So it's not the fastest cars up front just walking away from everybody. You know, we'll mix it up, and you'll actually get to see some guys racing and passing. And, you know, and it's like I said, you want to win, you got to earn it.
How often are you guys racing? Because I know you guys got the tour, and you're going to other tracks as well.
Yeah, well, we've got 18 races scheduled so far. Now, you know, Deep South opening back up. A lot of the guys go out there, so we'll try to get in there for at least a couple.
Good.
The whole idea was not to really overload the schedule.
Sure.
You know, we decided on 18 with these three tracks that came on board. And, you know, so maybe we might add one or two up there if that's possible. And then that's probably about all we'll do. But 20 for a year, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good for the first year. That's a lot of racing, actually.
Now, let's talk about the trophy again, because you're known for making some pretty cool trophies. The Alligator last year for the late models. Have you come up with anything on this yet?
Well, we're talking to a couple of different people. I mean, you know, obviously I did the chainsaw carving thing with the late models last year, so I can't do that. You know, I'm looking at a hand-built replica of a modified, you know, and then there's some talk about making it out of some different metals and whatnot, so it won't be wrapped like the winner's car, but it'll be a, you know, probably be a pretty cool little piece of jewelry, so to speak, and that's pretty much the way I'm leaning with this, it looks like.
Well, how about finding these cars? Because I think this is I think once you guys start racing and you guys, well, the fans see this, they're going to see how popular it is, and I know the announcers at the track will do a great job talking about the affordability of this class. Well, you know, it's racing, so it's not all cheap, but you know what I mean, as far as saving the cost on the motors and suspension and things like that. Where can these folks find cars like this? If we're listening and say, man, I really want to check that out.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that have them. Our Facebook page is the best place to go.
Okay.
Don't have the website up yet. But you can find us online on Facebook at Bay Area Modifieds, and there's a lot of guys that are posting cars on there that they have for sale. And there's I think Jamie still has his complete car, $3,000.
Are you serious? It's
I think he said it needs a rear brake caliper and tires. So,
honey, are you listening? Well, let's add car number 6.
Yeah, you can do this. You know, you can do this on the cheap. I mean, there's you know, the way the competition goes and the way the rules are. I mean, you know, throw a school bus motor or a pickup motor in there, come out and have some fun again. You know, we're trying to put the fun back in racing.
Where do we find Flemington for folks who don't know? I know it's up the Interstate 65. Tell us how to get there if you're coming, let's say, from Mobile and Pensacola.
Yeah, up 65, get off at 113 up there and head south a little bit, and that'll bring you to the track. Or if you're coming from Pensacola, the easiest way up 29, and you know, if you're from that area, you know that. Go up 29, take a right on 31, go to the top of the hill, that's 113, take a left, and they're just about a mile out on your left there. And you know, from other points, Mobile or wherever, it's your call. I always just go up the Bay Minette and then take a right, take 31 out.
Sure.
Get up to the top of the hill, take the left, and there it is.
Well, let me ask you. Obviously, weather's a big thing today. So how can folks stay abreast of what's happening? How can we know for sure it's either going or not going? Right now, it's actually stopped raining at the studio, so yay.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, and it's going to do. I mean, it looks like the weather is calling for some showers on and off today. But the easiest way is our text service. You can text BAMODS. So it's BAMODS. Text that to 84483, and that'll sign you up for a text alert service, and we'll be putting out text throughout the course of the day, you know, keep everybody updated on what's going on. Of course, find us online on Facebook, and Flemington, also on Facebook. They have a website, and, you know, so online text messaging, you know, we'll definitely keep everybody up to date. There, nobody else is running cars in the area tonight, so, you know, I've talked to Micah, and of course, you know, we want to do everything we can to get this race in. But
hey, they got lights, right?
Yeah, they got lights. Yeah, you know, we'll do all we can. I mean, a little bit of rain throughout the course of the day isn't going to hurt. But, you know, and we all know how it is around here. I mean, I've been at Flemington before, and we've raced, and I've left and got 5 miles down the road, and, you know, thought I was going to have to row the car home.
Yeah. But, well, Jay, we appreciate it. Bay Area Modifieds tonight, the inaugural race up there at Flemington. Good luck, and we hope to see you there tonight, brother.
All right, man. Hope to see you there at Legscape.
Absolutely. More to come. You betcha. Sunny South Racing News next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors. Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway. Again, they've canceled the King of the Wing Sprint Car Series race until next weekend. Obviously a good choice with all the turbulent weather, we'll call it. Also, thank you so much to Sunny South Raceway and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government and Butler. He builds our racing motors, and man, I'm telling you, he has a rocket ship for our car. Can't wait to take you back out at MIS next week. So, we've got lots to still come, including the Southern Vintage Racing Association announcer Ben Kilcrease does a great job. He's going to give us an update on the series. Tim Bryant live from Nashville with the Super Series in ARCA. And we got a young driver here from Sunny South Raceway, went for a wild ride into 3 and 4, upside down, hit the wall, folded the car all up. Cody Wood is standing by, and Joe McCardle, we bring him on live as well. And Joe, that was a scary accident last weekend, brother.
Let me tell you something. Good morning. Let me tell you something. That thing looked bad. Yeah. I mean, we were yelling for the ambulance. The dune buggy was halfway down the track before we even got through flipping. Yeah. But it looked wild. It looked wild, and we're just thankful we're thankful that Cody Wood come out all right. And let me just say this once and for all for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
That is one tough little dude.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That is one tough little dude.
Well, and those cars are built to take an impact like that. This is not a go-kart. This is something a little different. It's the next step up. Tell us about the safety features and why these kids are in those cars like they are.
Well, you know, it takes something like this. Nobody wants to see the man upside down flying through the air with three tires pointed toward the sky, and the one tire, it was going over to the infield. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it proves what we've said all along.
Yeah.
When we start off these classes with our little kids in them, these cars are safe.
Yeah.
These cars are safe. Now, you would have had to see the wreck, number one, because when he hit the wall, he was upside down.
Yeah. Woo.
But you would have had to see the car. In fact, I've been talking to Dad. Dad's thinking about rebuilding the frame.
Ooh.
I'm going to be the first to tell you. Don't want you to tell nobody.
No one's listening. Just you and me, yeah, baby.
Right, no one's listening. Dad's already went and purchased the third car.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We're going to have two cars back out next week.
Oof.
And Cody's little brother, Aaron, is going to start driving. So that says something for the car. That's something for the parents when they believe in something and they're not afraid, they go with it.
Yeah, and I tell you what, this is such, you know, we always say Sunny South Raceway is training tomorrow's racers today. There's the perfect example of a family that were probably fans first, decided to check this out. Maybe they went through the school, which you guys offer, and the best thing you go. And they can see that school is such a great thing that you do, because if there's someone listening to the show and they want to just see what this racing thing's about with your family, you know, kids are racing here at 5 years years old in the sprint cars. Yeah, right. in the junior ones and also the champ cars. And it's just amazing. The Mighty Mites. There you go. And it's just amazing what you guys are doing with these kids, and they are taking to it like fish to water.
Well, and they are. We have the biggest bandolero class
for years
in Sunday South's history this year.
Yeah.
But Sunday South, you know, listen to some of the parents,
mm-hmm.
taking a step back and starting next Saturday night, the 18th.
Yeah.
Racing starts at 8.
Oh, really?
Starting the 18th, we are going to have two classes of bandoleros.
Oh.
The only thing that separates the classes is the age of the driver.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Right. Of course, along with the age of the driver, you got a little bit more seat time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to run the Outlaws, and then we're going to come back and run the Bandits.
Oh, that's good. Now, but the only thing is just age, the same rule package.
Just age.
Yeah.
Same car, same weight, same motor, same rules.
I heard a rumor about you guys. You guys had track records broken at the track. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
We've in our third race. We're fixing on our fourth. We've already broke three track records.
Unbelievable. I'm looking at junior champs. Garrett Little with a time of 17.161. Senior champs, Justin Taylor in the 33, a 14.058. They are flying.
Now, Justin Taylor, I don't know if you know the whole story, but that was some friends of John Thompson, who lives in North Carolina.
Really?
His dad is going through cancer treatment.
Mm.
So John, being the kind of person he is, says, come on down here, take the condominium, go over there and stay a week and enjoy.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, the son comes down here, and John says, hey, I got a go-kart. You want to race?
Oh, man. That does show right there what kind of man he is.
Really. And the kid, well, he's not a kid. He's a young man.
Yeah.
He jumped in it, and I'm telling you, it's like he was made for that car.
That is so cool. You know what? That is so perfect. You know, our heart with childhood cancer and cancer in general. And real quick, take a break from what you're saying. There is a young driver named Tripp Thomas dedicating today's race and our show today to Connor Hall. She was a junior at XL High School, and she passed Thursday from a brain tumor. And so the number 76 street stock in Flemington tonight, going to run that. And so it's just so cool to see people like Thompson there as well doing the same thing, just to get your people's heads away from that terrible situation, have some fun. And look what Justin did, man. That's incredible.
That's incredible. I mean, and you know, we've got some good people at Sunday South, as do all tracks.
Sure.
You know, there is good people out there.
Well, Joe, let me ask you, what is the next race coming up? I know it's the 18th, but what you got running?
We have all the divisions running on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we'll have the extra class of bandos.
Yeah.
We have all the divisions. Junior One, Mighty Might. We have a new Mighty Might, by the way.
Oh.
Junior Ones, the Legends, Bandoleros, Mini Stock, and Pro Challenge.
That's going to be huge. And also, I see something new. $100 to the fan favored, sponsored by Eyelid Motors. What is that?
Right. Well, it seems Mr. Sanford and Racetrack got together and going to do that little thing, and I don't quite know all the particulars,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to put the extra $100 out there for the favorite fan.
Oh, see, and I know a few people out there that should win that award. There's Miss Janet. I'm telling you, she comes to every racetrack, takes hundreds of pictures. Mm-hmm. I vote for her, just saying. Well, I know I've got Cody standing by, so we'll get to him, Joe, but the next race is going to be great. Kids 12 and under free again. A little bit change again because you start qualifying at 7, racing at 8, right?
Right, right. Right.
All right. Well, Joe, we appreciate it, and I know Cody's excited to come on, so we'll bring him on. So enjoy a day off. You don't have to do anything else racing-related, but tomorrow you're back on it, okay?
Back on it tomorrow. All
right.
Go for it, Cody.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Joe McCardle. And let's go on to the next line here. Let's see if Cody's with us. Cody, good morning. Are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Cody Wood. We were just talking about you with Joe McCardle, and I'm excited to have you on. This is your first interview on the radio, but, boy, I hate having people on for wrecks and stuff. Tell me what, first of all, the most important thing is I've seen the video. You guys are racing. You actually went through the course, the class at Sunny South Raceway. You guys kind of figured out you like going racing. You're out there on the track. What happened? What do you remember what happened?
The 68, he span out in front of me, so I hit him trying to dodge him, and the 22 hit me in the side.
Wow. And when that happened, what happened? Is that when you started flipping?
Yes, sir.
And you guys are strapped in there pretty good. Can you tell me about some of the safety equipment you're wearing in that car?
A seatbelt, a harness device, a helmet, a racing suit, gloves, and shoes.
Wow, so you've got it all there. And let me ask you, were you scared?
A little bit.
A little bit. Did it hurt when you hit the wall?
No.
No. Well, the best thing is that you're okay. There's a picture of you and your dad walking away. You're looking at him. He's got his arm around you, and there's a video of you doing this. Do you still want to get back in the car and race?
Yes, sir.
No kidding. That wreck didn't scare you at all. Well, it scared you, but obviously, why do you want to get back in the car after having an accident like that?
I want to win.
I love it. That's the answer, boy. I tell you what, I know you're going to, because you were running up to the front. What number do you run, Cody?
11.
11. Why number 11? Did you pick out that number?
Is that sir.
That's a special number? Why is that?
My dad raced it.
Oh.
My brother plays it. Used to play it in baseball. Now I race with it.
Oh, that is very cool. Okay, so and obviously I understand that your brother also, Aaron, is going to be racing with you guys next weekend?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, he's not going to have it ready? Okay, well, I understand you guys got a car ready, though. Well, let me ask you, I know Dad's a big help. Do you guys have any sponsors helping you, or who else really helps you when you're at the racetrack?
My Uncle Eric.
Oh, he's a big part of the big help of it?
And Brandon. My Uncle Eric, he straightens my frames.
Oh, he's going to be busy. I saw the pictures. But the most important thing is, again, you knew you were safe, and it looked like the safety people were there just as quickly as they could be. I think they did a good job, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you one other question, and we've got a couple other people we've got to get to on the show. But you are a first driver. This is your first year. And there's a lot of young kids like you. How old are you, Cody?
11.
11, okay. Another good reason to run 11. Let me ask you, if families and kids are listening and they might want to get into racing, what would you tell them?
It's a fun sport and it's awesome.
It's awesome. And you like to go fast and you want to win, right?
Right.
Cody, that is so awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. And I tell you what, once you get that very first victory, which I think could be next weekend, man, I'd love to have you back on the show so we can talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Cody. That's Cody Wood from Sunny South Raceway. And thank goodness, again, he was okay from that pretty nasty accident. Got flipped upside down and hit the wall. Upside down, that's some scary stuff. But good job to Sunny South Raceway, Joe McCardle and Cody Wood. Coming up next, Tim Bryant live from Nashville with the Super Series and the ARCA race. Of course, they've rescheduled the King of the Wing sprint cars for next weekend. A wise choice with the weather that we've got along the Gulf Coast. But coming up next, we're going to learn about the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Announcer Ben Kilcrease joins us, talks about updates and who's leading the points and all the good stuff. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, podcasting the show on the team's website, usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And once again, Kane Motorsports for the fourth year, racing with them out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, to bring funds and awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. It's just an honor to be with those folks. Again, dedicating today's show to young Miss Connor Hall. She was a junior at XL High School. She passed this Thursday morning from a brain tumor. You know, Kane Motorsports has teamed up with some amazing folks to help with that. And I know with the Southern Vintage Racing Association, there's a couple drivers that are also running for the St. Jude's Children thing. So prayers and thoughts to the family. Tripp Thomas is going to be at Flemington. Again, their only track it's really running tonight, and going to be racing tonight in her honor. And so he asked for prayers for the family. The number 76 street stock. Again, wish him good luck. So like we said, Flemington's the action, and I'm looking out the weather window now, and I can't believe it, Ben. I see sunshine. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. And what an honor it is to have you on, the announcer from the Southern Vintage Racing Association and also a few tracks around here. Ben, you telling me off the air, track looks good, and it looks like everybody's ready to come race.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we can prep the track up at Flemington to handle quite a bit of weather, and that's what they've been doing over the past couple of days. And like I said, even if we did have a shower right before race time, mm-hmm. it's just a matter of getting the track rolled back in. It might take extra 30 minutes or so, but if everybody would just come out and bear with us, I mean, we could. I can hope and pray that we can get it in tonight.
I think we will. I really do. And dirt track fans are the most diehard fans. Hey, even if it's raining, they'll still stay in their seats. Asphalt guys, I love you, but boom, you're hitting by underneath the stands. You know what I'm saying?
We're back to the car, yeah.
That's right, that's right. Well, let's talk about the Southern Vintage Racing Association. I joined them this year. My car's not quite ready yet. We've got some engine stuff we're still working on. Hope to debut it next month for sure. But let's talk about what these cars are, because I remember watching these when Deep South Speedway was open a few years ago, which, by the way, is again open again. We'll talk later about it. But, man, I fell in love with those cars. What is it?
Yeah, well, it's 1934 for Ford and Chevy coupes, mm-hmm. and they run open wheeled, of course.
Yeah,
V8 engines. It's the old modified divisions from way back when, a whole lot before I was even born. So it's the old modified cars. If you're an old race fan, been around for a while, the vintage cars now are what used to be the modifieds back then.
Oh, and they are so beautiful. And what I like is everyone in the organization really takes pride in what their cars look like, you know. And it's like a car show every time you go out and pull up to a race. Talk about the first race of the season, and, you know, I'm not surprised to see Chris Boeheim's name on top of the points.
Yeah. Boeheim came on board with us this year with the association. And, man, back at the end of March at Northwest Florida Speedway, that was – The race had a lot of plot changes. I mean, Crosley was up at the front. He spun out. Tarter, he made it up to third. He was involved in an incident. Jay Dotson, Rookie of the Year last year. Yeah. He didn't have such a good running. He finished 10th. But Boeheim, he pretty much walked away. I thought John Cody might have something to do with him, but never could quite get the setup down like Boeheim did. And Boeheim, he spanked up on him at the end of March, and looking for a pretty big field tonight at Flemington, and there's quite a few guys that know how to get around Flemington, and should be pretty good tonight.
Yeah, and these cars, again, they're not hard. Well, they are kind of hard to find, but you can find them if you want to, I guess. How can you find them if you're looking for something like this? Because, again, just like Jay was talking about with the Bay Area Modifieds, this really is a very affordable class. It's designed that way, isn't it?
Yeah, we've designed it to try and stay affordable as much as possible so that the racers can come out and afford to race all the seasons, or all the races throughout the season. We have a classified page on our website, southernvintageracing.org, or you can tune into our Facebook page. Just find Southern Vintage Racing Association on Facebook, and we're always posting cars for sale on there, chassis, rollers, etc.
How did you get involved with the association, Ben?
Oh, man, it was end of the year before last, I sent them a message and I said, hey, you guys looking for an announcer? And they said, send me some clips. So I did just that, and then the rest is history. Came on board with them, a little bit nervous the first race, and I think I went out there and killed it. So
obviously, baby.
Midway through the season, I jumped on board with Flemington and was there every weekend, so now I'm the track announcer at Flemington, and sharing the microphone, NASCAR Ron over at Northwest Florida Speedway, and if he can't make it, I'm the head guy over there. So I think I'm coming a pretty familiar face, or a pretty familiar voice.
I would say so. And you do a great job entertaining, and that's what it takes to be an announcer. So, well, let me ask you, with these cars again, what is the rule package as far as the motors? I mean, because we do talk about, again, the affordability, because there's a lot of these guys that are, you know, I hate to say the cheapest form of racing, because there's no racing it's cheap, but it's very affordable, like I said. Tell us about some of the rules that make it to where you can actually race like that.
I don't know too much on the rules side of things.
Neither do I.
No. I'm not that technical, and that's kind of what the idea is. You don't have to know too much to get into this division. Just basically find something within the rules package, and the rules package is there's some black and white areas. Of course, you got to have those, but it's pretty much, it's not wide open, of course, but it's affordable for these drivers. You don't have to go out and buy the most expensive parts. You can get by with the cheaper ones or even the older parts and still get out there and win races.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you can find you on Facebook at Southern Vintage Racing Association, also online at, what is it, southernvintageracing.org. And yep. Tell us about all the other tracks that you guys run to this year and how often you're running.
Oh, man, we're going to be at quite a few tracks. Yeah. Our season opener was back in March 28th at Northwest Florida Speedway. Mm-hmm. Tonight we're at Flemington. 25th we're at Flemington. We head back to Northwest Florida Speedway on May the 2nd. Mm-hmm. Then June 26th, the big race down at Five Flags Speedway on the asphalt side of things.
Oh, yeah.
Always look forward to that one.
We'll be there.
And, yep. Can't wait for it. July 18th, we head down to Sunny South Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Joe earlier. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And then another headline on our schedule, August 22nd, the Lee Fields Memorial.
That's huge.
At Mobile. That is huge. This is going to be, it's like the Snowball Derby for us.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll be doing double duty there, so that's going to be a lot of fun from the Bombers and then also back into the Vintage. And I'm so in love with that car because it just throws you around. And I remember the first time I took it in around the dirt, and that body doesn't quite move like the Bomber. It just kind of rolls. I'm like, I'm not flipping over. And then about halfway through the turn, I gun it. I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Lee Fields Memorial.
Yeah.
We haven't been to Mobile with the association yet, so that's going to be our debut down there. And what a better night. The Southern Super Series is going to be on hand. It's going to be a big night of racing on the 22nd. Really looking forward to it.
Well, it is. Now, obviously, can we keep track of you guys on Facebook and Twitter, especially with the weather today? How can we make sure that everything's going like it should be for tonight's gate opening at 4?
You can stay up to date on Flemington's Facebook page. Just find them on Facebook, Flemington Speedway. You can also stay up to date on our Facebook page, Southern Vintage Racing Association on Facebook. And if anything is happening, we'll pretty much get it out there. If the races were to get canceled, which let's hope they don't.
Yeah.
But if they were, we'll get it out there as soon as we can so nobody makes a trip from far away and doesn't get the race or watch the race.
Well, Ben, I tell you what, we'll have you back on after this race, maybe next week, just to give us an update on how crazy it was. And hopefully, like I said, no rain and good runs. We wish all the drivers good luck. And you guys got about a month till I come out, so go ahead and get those wins now. All right, it's all my show. I can talk smack, right?
There you go. One more thing, Kane.
Yes.
Don't want to take your show over.
Oh, no, you're fine.
But, tonight we're going to do something new at Flemington Speedway. We're going to be streaming live audio to the web. So,
really?
Even if, yeah, people from up in Canada can tune in if they want to. All they got to do is go to thepitstopnews.com, click on the live button on the top of the menu, and we've been spreading it around Facebook and whatnot.
Awesome.
So we're going to be streaming the live audio tonight from Flemington Speedway with a little pre-race and post.
That is awesome. I can't, you know, even if I can't make it, I'll put that on my phone for
sure.
Give it to me one more time. The website.
ThePitStopNews.com, and then click on the live button on the menu.
That is perfect. Ben, good luck tonight. Have fun, and we'll see you at the track.
Thank you very much, Kane.
Absolutely. Again, the Southern Vintage Racing Association is a lot of fun to be a part of, and some great racing as well. Real quick, before we bring in Tim Bryant, live from Nashville, it's a Super Series and ARCA race. I want to thank our sponsors with Kane Motorsports. You know, we talked about last Friday going out to the Women and Children's Hospital and what a blessing it was for those kids, and also for all the teams that joined Kane Motorsports out there and the Ratty Rods of the South. It was incredible. Thank you to McDonald's, all the Gulf Coast McDonald's. There's a major event coming up at one of the McDonald's here at Dolphin and Spring. Down in the next couple of weeks, we'll have information. The team's going to be there. You can meet Matt, myself, and some of the other drivers. Also, thank you to Pull Apart. For every top five we get, they're giving us an extra $100 to go to Kane's Warrior Kids, and that means the world to us. Of course, all that money goes to local families that are struggling with childhood cancer. You want to build a rocket ship? Call Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, 666-7187. Dewey builds our motors, and it's fast. Our transmission was done by the good guys at D&T Automotive, Titan Race Cars. And, well, I'll tell you what, they've got Rusty's got our car looking great, and we appreciate him. And the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing in Daphne, right off of Highway 98. Those guys are big, big supporters of Kane Motorsports and the Warrior Kids, so we're so thankful. The car looks great, thanks to ABC Designs. Also, Metro Glass and Mobile, Perkins Hurricane Landing in Bay Minette. BA Motorsports is helping us this year with some of our safety equipment. It feels good to be safe, so we appreciate everyone there, Frank. Pitts & Sons Towing and K1 Race Gear, Alabama Teen Challenge, and we've just added the Ronald McDonald House. My buddy, who's also in USFD Racing, Kerner Kofta, doing some racing with them in Pensacola. We're going to handle the Mobile side. So still to come, Tim Bryant's going to give us an update from Nashville, talk about those wing sprint cars, the king of the wing coming next weekend. Hang on.